Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I got to take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You got to take in all those big, aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
You should have never been a fad. The Black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we got a murky-looking, juicy ale here.
He's a strange fellow, isn't he? This is beer number 116, Obscurity Brewing.
Right. It's Brad. An anniversary beer, and it has a 2 behind it. So are these...
It does have a 2 behind it?
Are these folks 2 years old?
You know, the can is so busy, it took me a second to see the 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. That's what it sounds like. Made in Elburn, Illinois. Hello. Elburn, I know nothing of Elburn. I do know that it's the last stop on one of these metro lines.
Okay.
The one that's going straight west. It's the very last. It's past Geneva. It's the very last stop.
Right. It's a bit of a hike.
Yeah. A little bit. Where'd you find?
Just at the liquor store.
No shit.
I think it had a little date code on it, so it was 06/24. So, you know, we're coming up on a few months on the cans, but not too bad, really.
Yeah. So this is So it's a hybrid ale. It's a juicy smash ale with superior pills.
What is a juicy ale? That's not a thing.
You know, they march to a different beat out in Elburn, Illinois, man.
That's not a style.
And then it's blended with a pilsner. Is that what that sounds like to you, right? It's an ale and a pilsner with Citra and cryo hops.
Okay.
Right? Interesting.
What, like, there's 2 things. What's a juicy ale? And then what's a smash ale?
Oh, smash is a single.
Smash ale.
You know,
single hopped.
Single malt, single hop.
Single malt, single hop. Okay.
Yeah.
Then what makes it juicy? The hop?
They could have called it a juicy pale. They don't want to use too many words.
Yeah.
So it's a juicy pale ale.
Could you not? With a pilsner. Not a smash? Is smash ale always a thing? That's why they...
I remember that from the homebrew days. Like, the simplest beer you can make is a single malt, single hop beer. You know, I remember that term from, like, you know, hanging out at brew clubs.
Yeah.
But you don't really hear it too much outside of that, I don't think.
Right.
Yeah.
And then to make something juicy, you usually got to, like, dump a lot of hops in here.
Yeah, or focus on a certain type of hop, right?
Yeah.
That gives you those classic.
It's only 5%. It has a lot of flavor. It tastes good for 5%. I think it's good, but I'm confused. Technically, what a juicy ale is. I guess it's this, right? It looks terrible.
Though. You can't call it a juicy pale ale because they blended it with a pilsner. So maybe that's what we're doing.
It just looks dirty.
Yeah, we had a murky beer that looked like this from, I want to say it was Salamos. Remember that? We opened it up. It had a really nice gold can, and it was open it up, and it was just kind of like cloudy and, you know.
Oh, and that was because they said there was like a moment where some of the cans weren't sealing fully.
Oh.
There was like a hiccup on the canning line, and so air was getting in there, and when it gets into the these hazies, turns them color.
Mm.
So that means this possibly could look better if you were drinking there, but air could be getting in these cans.
Maybe that's it. Because you're right, it does have a similar hue where it kind of turns it. I mean, how would you describe this hue? Almost like some sleet got in the beer.
Sleet, yeah,
right?
It's just like kitchen sink water.
Yeah. Which is not the best descriptor. But when you look at it, it looks as though you wrung something out in like a sink. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of a weird hue.
So the cans could have, that could be a seal issue.
Okay.
That's causing the color. But.
Yeah.
We'll never know.
Taste is there.
I can't make it to Elburn. I don't know.
That'd be probably.
Even though Huntley, I think, is farther.
Hour 45 each way.
Go there.
I'd put nothing past this show. Nothing.
You've gone to so hopped.
So hopped.
So who knows? We'll be at Elburn next week. But then last week, we were out in the burbs as well, out in beautiful Oak Park.
This is always a good time, man. And apparently it always rains. I heard that from around the Ben Dan. I heard it from, who was it, Steve Hamburg.
But it didn't rain the greatest year we went when we did that.
It did not.
And Half Acres, Big North.
That's right. We went back to back in 2019 with those two events. And I'm like, well, maybe we just don't go to them all because I don't remember it raining. You know, I don't ever remember it raining at this thing. So
me either.
So maybe we just haven't been going or something.
I've been to like three or four.
Yeah.
I don't remember no rain.
No, it's always just a really good time to close out the summer in the streets of Oak Park, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a good time.
Yeah, someone.
So maybe some people had maybe too good a time, you know.
But yeah, we both got there a little after one, so we got to see a little bit of the Iron Brew / Replica Kale kind of thing happening, which was fine. I think I had one or two from somebody.
I had Brother Chimps.
Okay.
I think we all kind of joked. It was that one of the styles was like a guava sour ale.
Oh.
And we were just like, I thought these were classic styles. It was like, oh yeah, of course, the classic guava.
Classic juicy smash ale.
Yeah, so that was kind of funny. Yeah, the Iron or Replica Ale. No, Iron Brew.
Iron Brew.
Artist formerly known as Replica Ale.
Yeah.
So when you get there, you know, this party occupies maybe like five or six streets, but everyone's crowded on the Replica Ale street, even though this is the VIP area.
Right.
So it was a very dense situation, even though the gates hadn't officially opened yet.
Right, because the Replica Ale, Iron Brew, starts 1 hour before the gates open.
Yeah.
And it usually kind of wraps up because I think they run out of beer before everyone else. But I don't feel like, even though it was explained to us, I understand what it is.
Should have bought the booklet.
I don't care about Iron Brew for some reason. Like, there's no part of me that wants. I don't know what's happening here. Why aren't you just pouring your beers? And if it's good, are you making this later? It's very confusing.
There's two schools of thought, right? I think, okay, sure. So I'm trying Brother Chimp, and they've got this experimental hop in their hopped out lager, right?
Yeah.
And that's fine. But I don't know what Brother Chimp usually makes.
Right, and what if this one sucks? Are you like, I had that Brother Chimp beer. I'm definitely not going to try one of their other beers.
And this is their experiment, right? So, but the old Replica Ale was everybody made their version of what this beer is. We pick one style, and everyone makes different versions. So you get to go through the line, you know what you're drinking, but you know, Three Floyds is going to hop the shit out of theirs, right? You know, Pipeworks might make a double version of this thing,
yeah,
right?
I understand that that's limiting, but I feel like that's way more fun to explore. And you get to see kind of who can make the best version of this.
Exactly. It turns into what we did with, what was it? Not really Oktoberfest, but we went around the horn on Irish
Irish
beers.
Reds, yeah.
We, you know, just try all the local versions and see which one stands out, and you'd be surprised who your favorite is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I would prefer, looking back on it, now that we've had this, I would prefer that. But if you're running a fest, you probably want to just try something different, I guess.
Right. You don't want 13 smash ales.
Huh.
Juicy smash ales.
Hefeweizens?
Hefeweizens.
That's true. You end up with 13 hefs.
Right.
And some people might not care about that. This might be more interesting to them. Yeah. So, I mean, either way, I could see people digging either way.
Yeah, but I think the two or three I had, I just tried breweries that I hadn't really had. I just treated it as like a normal going to a festival and being like, I'll have some of the hits, and then I want to try some new people.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so I just treated this as like a awkward extension of the fest that was like, why aren't you just pouring this at your other spots?
Yeah, because that's a big draw. The big draw is there's a bunch of crews here that I haven't made it to. So
mm-hmm.
I want to try them.
But that's just my opinion. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure people, there's other people that love it.
So, so we start in, Replicale or Iron Brew. And then we kind of grab a round or two. And then just kind of mosey through the fest because looking back on it, it was actually way more chill in the 1 o'clock hour at the rest of the streets in the fest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm like, Replicale, Iron Brew is pretty crowded here. Let's get the hell out of here.
Right, but the other stuff hadn't opened yet, so everyone wasn't pouring until 2 o'clock when it opened. So.
Yeah. First stop I made was a microphone.
Okay.
They had a version of Vanilla Noise on.
Okay.
So Vanilla Noise is their rye imperial style with vanilla, their collab with Phase 3. Yeah. And they tried to recruit the Phase 3 brewer, but he ended up, you know, after more, he started Phase 3, but before that, they wanted him to brew a microphone.
Oh.
So it was kind of a cool full circle moment.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, and they had it aged on some really weird wood chips that kind of imparted like a very cigar box kind of flavor.
Oh, that's cool. I wish I would have tried that one.
Yeah, so it wasn't one of the two, but when you mention it, he's just like, you want to try this thing. And he didn't describe it as Vanilla Noise till you ordered it, but then you had a sip, and I'm like, even though this is a vanilla imperial rye stout, you know, I enjoy how weird this tastes, you know. Fruity vanilla with this little cigar thing going from the wood. It was cool.
Nice. I think I got started with like an Oktoberfest from One Alliance, which...
One Allegiance?
Allegiance, yeah. Which we are unsure of if there is a controversy behind them.
What the fuck does One Allegiance mean?
Yeah, it doesn't seem good, and they have like a... So... If anyone knows the story behind them or what we're missing, I feel like somebody, Mike Jacobs from
Goose
mentioned he felt like there was a story there.
Okay.
That we could probably find. But
I think after that, I tried the Village Vintner, a winery and a brewery. Puckered Up, Fruited Sour. I had never heard of these boys. And I'm blanking on where they're from.
Yeah, the branding made me not want to try them, and I'm going to continue that, I think.
Yeah.
It was interesting that they're a brewery and a winery.
Yeah.
Did it all kind of thing.
Lil Beaver was there. Apparently, Lil Beaver is the defending champ of the Iron Brew.
Okay.
So they had their trophy out.
Yeah, I had their seltzer.
Okay.
Which was too sweet.
Too sweet?
But it was an interesting take on it. Their branding, their whole... vibe of Lil Beaver is really cool.
The Lil Beaver's dressed up in tiki clothes.
Yeah.
Lil Beaver's dressed up as a pilot.
I grabbed one of the stickers as the Beaver as a scientist.
Right. it's a very cool logo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like Lil Beaver. Cheers to them. You know who we saw? Hot Butcher said they were tired of people asking them when they're going to open.
Yeah.
So they just taped late September to their hat.
Okay. So late September. So what? We got like a... Well, over a month here.
Yeah. So apparently they're bringing over two tanks from Miskatonic to go with the original Half Acre Brewhouse.
Oh.
So I'm guessing those are fermenter tanks. That's what it sounds like. Yeah.
Okay.
So that was cool. Rev was pouring a sour ale aged in Madeira cask. And it was actually one of my more memorable beers that day. Cuvée de Triomphe, Port, and Madeira Barrel-Aged Sour. Yeah, it was either that or get the straitjacket. I'm like, I'm not built for straitjacket right now.
Right, okay. Probably a good call.
Yeah.
I did have, maybe something that stands out was the beer I had from Two Hounded Red.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that was just like, I don't know, it was a less, I'm even forgetting what style it was, but it was just like a very good beer.
Two Hounded Red. Glen Ellen, Illinois.
Yeah. And that beer was just damn good. And if you forget how good of a brewery is, he was used to work at Workforce.
Oh, that's right. Steve Wardendyke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cheers to him. He was at Two Brothers, I think, for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very likable guy.
Yeah.
We saw 93 Octane there. That's a crew. Cheers to...
That was okay.
It was okay. Who's in Lake Zurich? The husband and wife duo. And the Roaring Table.
Okay.
They were there. You know who we met was the head brewer at Dry City. She's a female, and she was really cool. I should have took a picture of the name of her beer. It was just like, you know, it's a female head brewer. That's pretty cool. And she credited, I want to say, Miskatonic with or either it was Miskatonic or Skeleton Key. She credited them for just like being, you know, a real huge influence and really just kind of an inspiration to her getting to her role, I think she said.
Cool.
So
I also know we tried some beer from Dayglow or Nightglow, which we tried on our like pre-interview show with when we were talking Seven Generations about the fest. We had a Nightglow beer. But then we got to talk to, I guess, he was the owner slash brewer.
Yeah, who I know from Orkinroy. And before that, Lagunitas.
Right, and he's brother of the person who started Dayglow.
Yeah.
It's a coffee place. And so Nightglow, there's a little gnat flying around us.
Yeah.
So Nightglow is the beer alcohol version.
Of Dayglow, yeah. So when you go to Orkinroy, they're in the Kimball Arts Center. And Nightglow is the coffee shop directly across the hall.
Dayglow is.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Dayglow is the coffee shop across the hall from Orkinroy.
Okay.
So it sounds like, yeah, like you said, they're both pulling out of that.
Yeah, and they're going to open up their own spot at Diversey and Pulaski. So it's going to be a Dayglow, Nightglow, like next door to each other. You just like carry from, you know, one to the next.
That sounds pretty cool. I'm surprised. If he launched the Orkinroy project, that he's pulling out and going to do a whole nother beer project, right?
Yeah, we didn't ask him if Orkinroy is continuing on.
Or it could just be a different, concept, you know, addition to the portfolio, right? Kind of like the whole dry hop series of concepts.
Oh, okay. Right? I didn't think about that.
Maybe it's that. Because Orkinroy seems pretty fun.
Yeah. You
know, but I don't know how it's all set up on the back end, so who knows?
But no idea when Nightglow is opening or when that's supposed to happen. The other rumor we heard from Oak Park was about Finch's old space. Well, Finch is now completely dead.
They definitely sold their equipment.
They sold their equipment. They are not making any more beer. And the Finch accountant is now the brewer at The Perch.
I forgot about that part. That is what they said. And I'm thinking they told the accountant, we don't care what you want to do, get in there and make the fucking beer. But actually the accountant, more like the accountant's like, oh man, it's my time to shine. I finally get to make beer.
Right, I don't want to be this number guy anymore.
That's hilarious.
And,
I totally forgot that.
I guess anyone can make that beer because no one remembers what it is.
Finch is the brew that never dies.
But The Perch needs beer because they have some of their own things.
They have equipment. I mean, as soon as you walk in, they got the big ass equipment.
And they sort of like sell themselves as
a brewery.
Brew pub kind of thing. But now that apparently wasn't a Finch project. It was another project, and they invited Finch to be the brewer of it.
That makes sense because when you go in there, it's definitely restaurant forward. Mm-hmm. It's restaurant, it's cocktail bar, it's brunch, and there just happens to be this equipment there.
Right.
It doesn't really incorporate a ton of like brewery aesthetic or menu items or anything.
Right. It wasn't Finch opening up a restaurant.
Right. Like the old, whatever they called the Finch Brew Pub.
Or Twisted Hippo.
Yeah. Whatever they were calling that.
So that's interesting. Now Finch is basically over. I think the whole, everything about it is kind of done, I think, now. Live on a name at The Perch.
Yeah.
But
until they announce they're opening another space.
Yeah.
Because this is what happens. This is a 15-year story here.
But they sold all the equipment. You're going to rebuy new stuff?
Yeah. You know what's weird about this? And not to go on and on about Finch. And we've said this before, it was Like Minds in Milwaukee that moved into that space in the Brewing District across from Goose and Great Central. Mm-hmm. Like Minds came down from Milwaukee, bought the space, tagged the space with their branding and shit. And then Finch gave them so much money that they moved back to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
Right. That's just like a weird tangent of Finch in general. But now that space is empty, and we heard a rumor that it was Solemn Oath that bought or is going into this space.
Yeah, the rumor is that Solemn Oath is going in, you know, and we kind of mentioned this on the internet, and Solemn Oath didn't seem to deny it. In fact,
there was some gifts.
Yeah, they hit you with the Devil Wears Prada, the Meryl Streep gif of her removing her glasses, is to kind of imply, hey.
Hey, just watch.
Kind of to imply like, hey, yeah, check this out.
Or they gave you the Indiana Jones, like swapping out the thing. So, like,
oh yeah, that too.
As like, oh, removing Finch and becoming that, or maybe it's a Hidden Hands.
Oh, that's right. That's right. It could be full blown, because I don't see them leaving Naperville.
No.
So this is an extension, but I don't. Do you? I don't know if you're gonna have two full Solemn Oath breweries. You could have a Hidden Hands project.
Right, and Still Life is a little bit of both. It's not really a. It's not a brewery or anything. It's just like a bar that carries Solemn Oath and City Water and Hidden Hands.
Yeah. This makes sense as a rumor because Hidden Hands is straight to consumer, self distro, fresh beer concept from Solemn Oath.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to expand on that and get in more bars, right, you quit making your beer Solemn Oath, you go make your beer at another spot.
Where it could get to the consumers that are Chicago land that's probably going to drink more than getting it out from Naperville into the. The city, basically. Yeah.
So it's a smart move. I don't think either one of us saw that coming, if this holds true.
Right, because we also, I think on the last episode we said that that space is not allowed to have a brew pub or a store, any sort of consumer-facing bar.
Yeah, I think there's some serious upgrades that need to be made. I think the city had mandates on them, and we thought Finch was just, you know, playing hard to get and didn't want people in their space. But apparently there were restrictions in place where Finch couldn't do that.
Right.
I mean, we didn't understand that piece, I guess.
So Salmo's an interesting one, not confirmed, but they did not deny this.
Right.
But then someone who apparently works at Goose said they thought it was someone else.
So, I guess we'll wait and see.
Yeah.
We could just ask for Vinny again, because they know.
They know.
They know. They just don't want to tell us.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Then we get to say, sources say.
Who else did we see at...
Oak Park?
At Oak Park.
We saw Pete Crowley.
Oh, yeah. Pete Crowley and Jeff Sprell, the Angry Birds. Gold medal winner. Angry Birds.
Okay.
What was that? That's a Belgian, Belgian IPA, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Fantastic stuff. I always liked that beer. I was talking to Jeff Sparrow a little bit because I'm like, do you guys remember when you met each other? And he was like, I always assumed that, you know, Jeff was just this random guy who wrote this book and started brewing with Pete.
Yeah.
And I think they go back before that.
Even farther than beer.
Yeah. And I think, to my surprise, that Jeff Sparrow's like, I had two books out before we got together with Angry Birds, two Wild Ale books. And Ray Daniels published his books, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I didn't know that piece of the story. So it was fun. I think overall, just kind of running into people that I've known for a long time in beer, running into them and catching up at this thing was fun. Pete Crowley's going to be back on the board as vice president of the Guild.
Okay.
So I'm like, does that mean you're going to rock the mic again? You know, and just host a ceremony again? Because those were fun times.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. And he gave us a little inside baseball. He said, you know, when they announce the winner, when all the judges decide who's best in show, when Pete goes to present the awards, he's drinking the award-winning beer like the whole time he's announcing awards, which is kind of funny. Yeah. And then he's like, you know, toasting them and raise the bottle up when they win it and toast the guys who won.
Nice. Yeah. Okay.
So that was funny. It was a cool time.
Cool. So that's Oak Park Microbrew Review and Food. Food Microbrew and Food Review.
Is that what
Oak Park? I think it's technically called that.
It's a lot of words, man.
Yeah. But this happens every year. This was the 15th anniversary. I don't see any reason why they're going to not continue with it. The turnout was pretty nice.
Yeah. I think even in the rain, people just kind of hung out and drank in the rain. Which, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty chill.
But now I know, I guess, bring a poncho or an umbrella because it rains every year.
Oh, yeah. Apparently.
Right. But great taste of the Midwest is the weekend before, and it never rains.
Right. Never.
It never, ever has rained, apparently.
That's funny.
All right, cool. So we did that, and then you went, that was it for me. And then you were hitting up stops.
Yeah, made a few stops, just made the rounds. Cheers to Hopewell,
Okay.
You know, bicycle shop right across the street. Got my bike fixed. Went to Hopewell for a pint. They're on the Hoppy Lager train and then a West Coast IPA.
Okay. Did you get some Little Buddy?
I was tempted to leave with Little Buddy. I didn't feel like carrying any Little Buddy back. So.
Not even that big.
It's not a little. I could have just handled. I should have just carried Little Buddy.
Shoved him in your pockets.
You know, just cradled him, nestled him in my bosom to the ride back home.
I think you'd roll them up in your sleeves like cigarettes.
Because people were leaving with Little Buddy back to back. I'm like, oh man, Little Buddy. But I didn't get any Little Buddy. And then it's funny because I went to Rev the next day and I was just hanging out there. And two things at Rev. The Hopo guy showed up. So I knock on the door and I'm like, yeah, it's Nick. I'm here to see the guys. And they're like, are you from Hopewell? And I'm like, no. And then 5 minutes later, Hopewell shows up. And I'm like, oh, that's why they were asking if I was with Hopewell. Because they were, so I think they might have something cooking.
Oh, okay.
Rev and Hopewell. Or it could have just been a hang.
More rumors.
Yeah. Rev's Oktoberfest is pouring at the pub. And then what else? Oh, they've got a, sunflower wheat ale pouring at the pub. That is very interesting.
Different than their
Sun Crusher. I think Sun Crusher is just a straight up wheat.
Okay.
So I think this, for all we know, this could be Sun Crusher with malted sunflowers.
Interesting.
But okay. It gives it a different dimension. It's a very bright, very fun beer.
Okay.
You know?
So you got on this Oktoberfest train.
Yeah.
Are you on? You're on board?
Man.
Saying Oak Park happened, so we say goodbye to summer?
Man, right. Well, they were, they were recording cocktail videos. You know, Shalonda and these guys were recording cocktail videos at like 1 in the afternoon, and they're like, do you want something to drink? And they're giving me like fucking coconut D's with rum in it. I'm like, it's 1 in the afternoon. Like, I'll have the Oktoberfest.
Yeah. Okay.
You know? So that's how it started. Yeah. Oh, and then their Oktoberfest party's coming back.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
nice.
They're going to do it at Kedzie.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, so that ought to be cool. And then what else?
We'll have to go. I got my Lederhosen and I need reason to wear it.
I mean, they party.
Yeah.
That's going to be a three-session party.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Yeah, and they got a ton of space in the back over at Kedzie.
Right.
Yeah, so that was cool. So, yeah, hung out with Rev and hung out at a Hopa.
Well.
Yeah, so... It's kind of regular romp.
Not bad. Yeah. Cool. Nice. Yeah, nothing on my end. Cool.
One more note about Rev, man. I got to try those collabs with Afterthought. So they had a straight-up Saison that they made at Rev, 5%. And then they had a barrel-fermented Saison that they made at Afterthought. Yeah. So the barrel fermented one, they're both 5%. The barrel fermented one was like, just kind of like funky and tart and had all the things in the regular Saison, but then there's other layer.
Oh.
So those were pretty cool.
And they were both 5%?
They're both 5%.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So those were pretty good. I want to shout them out for those.
Cool. Yeah. Damn. I don't know. That sounds pretty good. Man. All right. I'm going to have to go hit up a couple things this weekend then.
Yeah.
Nice. Let's see. What else is happening? Pilot Project has bought Milwaukee.
Yeah. The whole city. For pennies on the dollar. We're just going to rename it.
Pilot.
We're just going to, what do you call it? Annex it into Chicago. Yeah. It'll just be an extended neighborhood of Chicago. The whole city.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, Milwaukee Brewing Company.
Okay.
Which is a name, to be fair, I haven't heard this name in a while.
MKE
is their branding.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I think Milwaukee, I think Lakefront Brewing.
Sure.
And then so there's a Milwaukee Brewing Company. I just remember they had these really high gravity beers.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had their beers in a while. But it sounds like Pilot Project has bought the joint. So I wonder what that means.
Do you think they keep it Milwaukee Brewing or do you think they go Pilot Project up there?
Do you call it Pilot Project Milwaukee? Right? And then just have the same thing, invite folks out. And do your incubator thing? Is there a need for an incubator thing up there?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm very curious about how this plays out.
The incubator thing seems to be working here because they must get some sort of cut of all these breweries that are selling this beer.
Right. And then they have, kind of graduates of the program. Like, I don't think you can stay past a certain point.
Because
people have left.
Right.
So, I don't know.
I feel like there's one person that's one of them has been there.
The kombucha?
Luna Bay is gone.
They're gone. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. But we can't confuse the house brand. Brewer's Kitchen is the house.
Oh, maybe that's why.
Yeah, they're the house beer.
But you can also just buy like a Pilot Project beer there too.
Oh, that's the name of it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But their Pilot Project in the market is Brewer's Kitchen.
Right.
There must have been, I bet there was like some sort of copyright thing that they could have a Pilot Project tap room, but they could never sell beer in the market under that name.
Oh, maybe that's true.
And that's maybe why they're Brewer's Kitchen.
Yeah. And I think, you know, with the Pilot Project thing, you know, that might not be somebody's cup of tea. I know some folks, you know, Brewyards is the same way. It's one crew makes all the beer. There's a Pilot Project employee that makes beer for whoever's there.
Yeah.
And the same at all these other all props or, you know, shared spaces.
Right. They come up with the recipe and can help dictate what's happening and maybe assist in the brewing, but that person is doing it all.
Yeah. So we'll see how that plays out.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'd be funny if, like, everybody at the current Pilot Project just has beer in Milwaukee.
Right.
That'd be funny as hell.
It's like a District Brew Yards 2 sort of thing.
Right. Right. Huh. Yeah. Cool. So that was cool.
And then you said there's a new brewery opening in Homewood, Illinois.
Oh, that's right. So we're talking to this guy, Brian Wallace. His brother is Juice WRLD, okay. The rapper. You know, I never really got into Juice WRLD, but when you watch that Juice WRLD documentary from 30 for 30, this dude was putting up like some insane streaming numbers. Like he's one of the higher streaming. Like his numbers were on par with like Drake.
Oh, really?
As far as streaming goes.
I know the name. I don't know.
I don't know a lot of songs. These young kids, man, they cry. They do drugs, you know, and they sing a lot, you know. And I, you know, and I'm sure it's good. It's just I'm old.
That's not your thing.
I'm fucking old, you know. Oh, but anyway, he's opening Homewood Brewing Company, and you know, we're from South Burbs, you know, right next door, Hazelcrest, and then Homewood Brewing Company, it's not online yet, but it was reported that it was going to be in the old Vice District space out in Homewood because Vice opened their second location in Homewood.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, people keep reporting that, but that's not where we're going at all. Apparently, there's an old steakhouse called the Bogart's Char House in Homewood. So this brewery's going into the steakhouse and not into the old Vice space.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I'm like, are you doing, like, how far, is this just like a concept, or are you actually, like, how far away from this is going to happen?
Yeah.
And he's like, we already bought tanks, so it's go time.
Okay, do they have the tanks, or they, like, paid for them and they're just waiting?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Okay.
You know, had I had a little less to drink, I might have worn my investigative hat.
Probably not happening this year.
Right, are the tanks on back order, or did you stand them up? Did they come and you're testing beers?
Yeah, where are they coming from? Are they stuck in, like, a container somewhere?
Right, right. Or yeah, or something, right? Should have found out more there. I got the card.
We demand information. Man.
Yeah,
come on.
I'll fall. I gotta find the card now.
Okay.
And ask more questions.
Call up Juice WRLD.
Like, hey, Juice WRLD's brother.
Oh,
Juice WRLD's brother. Yeah. I think his name is Brian Wallace.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Awesome. Okay. Man, I feel like we have like a bunch of scoops. Like info, or maybe they're just rumors at this
point. It's more like drunk rumors.
Drunk rumors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I don't think there was any. I feel like someone else told us something, but I cannot.
Oh, the guy. Remember the guy who used to, the older guy, he's always at Fest walking around getting hammered. And
Pudgy? Yeah. Was he there?
He was there.
Oh, I didn't see
him. And, you know, I'm telling a story about how somebody told us that he was watching anime porn on his laptop, and they asked him to stop. So he stopped, but then he opened it again, and then they kicked him out.
Right. That was at Small Bar.
Small
Bar Logan.
Yeah.
Small Bar in Wicker Park.
So I'm sharing this story, and they're like, yeah, this dude's always watching porn, but people don't understand that he actually edits porn for a living.
Oh, yeah. I know he has porn fests.
Yeah.
Things so, like that.
So he's working. I didn't realize that. Because when I see him, I assume he's just watching porn because that's what people tell me. But apparently he works. He edits porn. Somebody's got to edit the porn.
Yes. I don't think anyone makes it that far to notice that there's that much editing happening. Oh, man. Okay.
That's just like me saying I'm transgender just so I can use a girl's bathroom. Right? This is how... I'm transgender. Get out of the way. I'm editing this porn out of the way.
Like universal bathroom. Just use the bathroom that's available. That's how it works. Imagining this porn. Okay. I don't even know.
But yeah, that came up. That was fucking hilarious. Yeah.
Okay. So. I didn't see him. I usually.
Yeah, Brad fucking bailed on us, man.
It started raining at Oak Park, and I did not want to be drunk and wet, so I was going to leave before both of those things happened.
You would have been drunk and wet.
Yeah.
For sure.
And this, I was slightly dry and a little tipsy. That was like perfect and safe to drive and okay.
Yeah.
Made it home.
Cheers to Jana and Heather. That was a fun party. Got to see them working hard. And, you know, a lot of food, a lot of music. And everybody was there pouring. Everybody was happy to be there. So can't ask for much more than that.
Yeah. Great time. So keep a lookout for next year, Oak Park Microbrew. And I'm sure we'll talk about it as we get closer, you know, because we'll still be here.
Yeah.
Still drinking.
Yeah.
Still here. Awesome. Well, that's going to do it for this episode. Nick, where can people find you, get in touch when we're not here?
Hey, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD, Chicago Beer Pass, Twitter, Instagram. Episodes get posted at chicagobeerpass.com. And we'll be back with another episode soon. Take care.
Cheers.